Let's move on to roads, Belfast traffic system. A few things get you calling us more than this. An interesting line from the DUP MP, Sammy Wilson, who has had a massive dig at the DRD's new 20 mile per hour speed limit in the city and at bus lanes as well. Sammy Wilson is saying there is a war against motorists and says, quote, the road safety anti-motor car Taliban don't know when to stop. Here's the only problem with that. It's a DUP-run department. It's a department that his party colleague, the DUP's Michelle McIlveen, runs. She's the DRD minister. So why is Sammy Wilson having a pop at a DUP-run department? What's relations like within the DUP between Sammy Wilson and other senior members of the DUP? Why is this happening all of a sudden? Well, maybe Sammy's just always been outspoken. We've tried to get him on the show this morning. He's not responding to us. Maybe he's busy. But to describe this as the anti-motor car Taliban, I'm sure Michelle McIlveen might have something to say about that. Arthur Acheson is an architect and planner. Morning to you, Arthur.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Ian Parsley. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Do you think, Arthur, there is an anti-motor car Taliban at play within the Department for Regional Development?
No, I don't, Stephen. I have congratulated the department on the 20-mile-an-hour limit. It's a civilising influence for Belfast. And a lot of this is about good behaviour. We're addicted to habits. We're addicted to bad habits. We're addicted to driving our cars. We've bought 850,000 of them in Northern Ireland. Now, there are just 1,400 buses and 850,000 cars. So we've got to look at this as a not a competition, but complementarity. There's a time and a place for cars, but it's not sitting in a rush hour trying to everybody hook into Belfast at the same time. What it's about is saying, look, you know, there are better ways to do this. There are better incentives to encourage people to be using public transport, to be active, to be around the place, to be social. And other towns and cities in Europe have done it, and we can do it here as well.
Ian Parsley?
Well, I think there is an element of, shall we say, moving people away from their cars in the city centre and even in some town centres. But that's not necessarily, as Arthur said, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Many other cities, Copenhagen, for example, only 20% of people entering the city centre there enter by car. Most people come by bike or by public transport. So that's the objective of this. And the idea is, I don't think we'd ever get as low as 20%, but you know, the idea is that Belfast should be more accessible by public transport, indeed by bike, and many of the recent moves in the city centre have gone that way. The other thing that obviously is topical for people's minds perhaps is what happened on Friday night when there was a huge snarl-up and people were held up. I was one of them. People were held up getting out of the city centre. And one of the reasons, as has just been suggested for that, is that we have the biggest difference between our rush hour traffic and our non-rush hour traffic. We have an awful lot of people going into the city centre by car and coming out of the city centre by car at very particular times of day. So we have to ask ourselves, why exactly are people passing a very particular point at a very particular time, and are there not better ways of doing that?
But if I read what Sammy Wilson has said, and I know I'm dragging you two into politics here, which you might want to stay out of, but I'm going to drag you into it anyway. Let me read the full statement from Sammy Wilson, very senior member of the DUP. He says the introduction of 20-mile-per-hour speed limits in the parts of Belfast and Newton Abbey will swell the coffers of DRD through fines on motorists and do nothing for road safety. Due to the baffling array of bus lanes in Belfast, traffic is already at a standstill for many hours every day, and speeds of 30 miles per hour are only possible when there are few pedestrians about the city. I doubt the DRD could justify these new speed limits on the basis of the number of people killed or injured through excessive speed in the city centre. This is yet another example, says Sammy Wilson, of war against motorists and will put even more shoppers off going into the city centre. The road safety anti-motor car Taliban. Is he actually including his party colleague Michelle McIlveen in this? Is he actually describing Michelle McIlveen as being part of the road safety anti-motor car Taliban? He says, don't know when to stop. Unfortunately, he says, there is not the political will to stand up against their increasingly draconian policies. So this again, senior member of the DUP saying there's no political will to stand up against draconian policies, and it's his party heading the department which he's saying has no political will to stand up against them. Bizarre politics from Sammy Wilson this morning. Is there indiscipline within the DUP? Is Sammy Wilson putting it up to Arlene Foster? Has he had enough of playing ball within the DUP? What's going on? Different day, different discussion. You can pick up the phone, 030 30 80 55 55. But are these anti-car draconian policies, Arthur Adgerson? A lot of people might share his view.
Even I think we have to actually go a bit further and see the 20 mile an hour limit as just the first stage. I fully agree that we have a plethora now of far too many bus lanes and far too many interferences with just normal good behaviour. And we've got to say the city centre becomes a good behaviour place, as does every other bit of the road.
Is it too much for some people to suggest that they just want to be able to drive along the road they're paying for?
I want you to drive along it, Stephen. I want you to drive along it courteously. I want you to give way at corners when there's somebody on the road, which I know you would do. And I want you on the bus sometimes, because the bus is a very social way for you to get into town. I want a programme like this on a bus. So there's a challenge for you.
I don't do buses.
Yeah, you can do buses now. I can allow you on the bus. I'll even show my bus pass to the driver and you can come on with me. I'll pay your fare for you.
But do you understand?
Bring your microphone. Talk to people. It's lovely. It's social. And you get great gossip, you know.
Do you understand what the frustration is of motorists in the morning at night time when they see half the road on their side of the road, in other words, the bus lane, relatively empty, but when a bus is going up. Meanwhile, car driving, tax-paying motorists are sitting in gridlock.
Do you know that both Great Britain and Northern Ireland have got a rule in the highway code, Stephen? And it's give way to buses, particularly when they're pulling away from a bus stop. I've never, ever seen it enforced. I've never heard of it being enforced. And it's give way to buses. Now, if we simply enforce that rule, we don't need a bus lane, because you will stop and you would allow the bus to pull away. And I think we've got to look at this as behaviour. In Liverpool, they had 26 bus lanes. They closed them all for a year and they said, let's try without them. Do you know how many they brought back? Four. They found four were actually necessary. The remaining 22 they just got rid of. And I think they've caused huge frustration. There are empty roads lying, not only because of bus lanes, but because of traffic signals in the city centre. And slow-moving, 20 mile an hour less traffic is actually not a threat to people. You can virtually walk out between the cars. And that civilises the city centre. In Scotland, they have a saying, which is a very sensible one, place before movement. We're not interested in bus corridors. Corridors are awful places. You remember corridors from school. What we're interested in is civilised streets, and that's where we've got to go.
Ian Parsley?
Yeah, and I think for the sake of devil's advocacy, which is what this programme's all about, ever since the bus lanes were introduced, actually more people have entered the city centre than were previously entering it. They're just not entering by car. But that didn't necessarily be a problem. Indeed, you could regard that as a great success. But the proof of the pudding will come in the years to come when we have the rollout of the Belfast Mass Transit system. And it's only then that we'll know whether really the bus link to the new mass transit system, which will come in over 2 or 3 years' time, so we'll have some idea by the end of the decade, is really working. But this has been planned, it has been thought about, and the underlying idea is to get more people moving in and out of the city centre, but to get fewer cars coming in and out, particularly at rush hour times.
It just seems, Arthur, that if there is one incident, if there's one accident in Belfast, anywhere in the vicinity of Belfast, the whole system comes to a gridlock.
The whole system comes to a gridlock, Stephen, because of the way that these big roads have been seen as through routes. They're solely for that purpose. Now, what they do is they stop you from cutting off anywhere. Once you're on that motorway, there's no people about, you can't get off for maybe a mile, maybe 2 miles. You have nowhere to go. You have to sit there. And, of course, people pile in behind you. So really what we used to have was a city where there were ways to and fro. You could go a different route. If your road was blocked ahead, you could turn left or turn right within 100 metres or 200 metres. And those are the things that we've now lost, because we've channeled everything into these big roads. Once they stop, the whole city then...
So what's the idea? What's your idea?
Very simply, we've got to change people's behaviour. Very simply, we've got to look at 20 municipalities in France which have now introduced completely free public transport. Now, I have free public transport.
Free public transport for everybody.
Public transport free for everybody, free at the point of use.
How much is that going to cost?
At the point of use, you've already paid it.
How much is that going to cost?
I'll tell you, if you put the figures in place over the planned period, over the next 20 years, it's going to cost half of what we spend on road improvements at the moment. Not road maintenance, but road improvements. It's going to take...
But you would still need the road improvements. That wouldn't be a saving, Arthur.
We don't need to make those road improvements if we have less traffic.
Of course we do.
People driving their cars. Cars are right in the right place in the right time, but they're not right with 30,000 more people projected to come into Belfast, 80% of them projected to drive in their cars.
So would you ban all cars from the city centre?
I would not ban them at all. What I would say is I would encourage you to come on the bus. Bring this programme on a bus. You'll have a riot. You'll have an absolute ball.
I'd love to know what the riot is or what the ball is on a bus.
It's fun. People
sitting
talk,
beside
people
strangers
gossip, people
who you, I'd hardly fit in the seat for a start. Sitting beside strangers who you don't know, half of them you would want to talk to you and half of them you wouldn't.
It's great fun on the bus. It's great fun on the train. And you hear an awful lot of gossip. You get an awful lot of fun. And in Hasselt, where they stopped the fares altogether, they've said, and in Tallinn, where they've stopped the fares altogether, they said the drivers now smile at you. Come on the bus. The drivers give you a hello. That's the only difference. They said the drivers are now much more relaxed. The buses are better places. And I tell you what, the city is going to be a better place for that.
James in Sandfield. Morning, James.
I would try and avoid going into Belfast at the best of times. It's an absolute nightmare with bus lanes and everything else. I'm pretty au fait with the way the roads go. I would take up with one of your correspondents there. He said about give way to buses being in the highway code. If I'm not mistaken, that was done away with from the highway code many years back.
No, it's not. It's still there. You read it.
What number?
I'll give you a number in a minute, but you read the highway code. It's still there. It's Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Well, whether it's in it or not, James, why wouldn't you want to do it?
Because it's an absolute nightmare. I have a parking permit for a city centre car park. I couldn't get using it during December because vehicles were jam-packed the whole way along Victoria Street, right down through into the city centre.
Meanwhile, the bus lane's sitting empty.
Bus lanes are empty, yeah. And you just can't get moving. So the only way to do it, I have literally seen me coming from Oxford Street, and instead of turning right to go in towards Victoria Street, I have turned left, head out over the Albert Bridge, down onto the Short Strand and out onto the M3.
Well, there is.
Avoid the city centre.
There is another way to do it. Get on a bus.
And I have free bus pass too. I have no problem with
that. So why wouldn't you do that?
Well, because I don't happen to like sitting on buses in the first instance. I mean, I then have to lug everything that I buy back on in parcels and everything else. It pulls the hands off me. So I'm quite happy to drive my car. I pay for it and I'm quite happy to drive it, and I don't see why I should be banned from doing it.
Arthur?
Yeah, there's a time and a place for your car. But it is about using it with courtesy and dealing properly with the road conditions, and also looking to say, you know, when am I planning my journey? And getting on the bus is actually very easy now, particularly when it's free.
Do you want to bring in toll roads and congestion charges to Northern Ireland and partially?
I think congestion charges almost take care for them, of themselves once you've actually paid to park your car, so I'm not so worried about them. But I think if we want the road infrastructure, and Arthur's suggesting there that I think that one of the problems is there'll be a very limited ways in and out of the city. You know, the problem of Friday night is that Fort William is a route in and out for nearly 100,000 vehicles every day. And if we actually want an infrastructure that beats that, if we want to build bypasses, if we want to build new expressways and motorways, then we're going to have to pay for them somehow. And if you want the best motorway and expressway system in Europe, just look across the border at the Republic of Ireland, which is where they have road tolls. They pay for them that way. So, you know, fundamentally it comes down to the fact if we want really good roads, we're going to have to pay for them. And I see no reason that the user of those roads shouldn't pay, as in the Republic of Ireland.
But is the motorist not already paying for them in his car tax, in his tax on car insurance, on the VAT when he buys a car, on the parking charges when he parks on a public road? How many times do you want to take more money out of the same motorist pocket?
They pay all of those things down south as well. The point is, if you want to build new roads, high-speed roads, roads that are actually going to get you from place to place very quickly, you're going to have to pay for it. And exactly as in the Republic of Ireland, they've built the best motorways in Europe, and they've done so with tolls.
Would it be impossible, Arthur, and this could be a stupid question from me, But I spend half my living week now in Manchester. I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. And you've got trains and trams throughout the city centre. I can get a tram from Manchester city centre at Piccadilly to the BBC. Could we ever build a tram network in Belfast city centre? Or is it too late for that?
We used to have one, Stephen, but I think it's actually quite unnecessary if you reduce the number of private vehicles. And picking up this point about good behaviour, your correspondent there from Saintfield was talking about, you know, it's not in the highway code anymore. Item 223, buses, coaches and trams, give priority to these vehicles when you can do so safely, especially when they signal to pull away from stops.
That is not what you said. You said give way to buses moving away from bus stops.
Yes, give priority to these vehicles when you can do so safely, especially when they signal to pull away from stops.
Priority
in the highway code.
Priority is not the same as give way.
Well, give priority is the same as give way.
It's
absolutely.
Not, it's not. If it was meant to be give way, it would say give way.
Right,
it
you
is
two.
Not the same.
We're not arguing, see, we're not arguing over that. Can I just understand, though, Arthur, because, again, there are trains to the... Manchester's only one example because I spend time there. But you can get trains to the airport, you can't hear.
I think you're absolutely right.
Why can't we build that type of infrastructure then?
Well, we've spent so much and we don't connect things up, Stephen. There is a train past each of our three airports in Northern Ireland. There are no stops there. But, you know, Edinburgh did exactly the same thing. Edinburgh went and built a new tram system out to its airport, £800 million it spent. And you know what? There's a train runs from Waverley and goes right past the airport. But it was a different bit of consultation. It was a different project.
So it was
ignored.
Is it not ridiculous that there are no trains to our airports?
There are trains that go right past each of the three of them. And that's where we need to be investing our infrastructure money.
Well, you can get off near to the city airport.
In new road junctions to encourage people to drive more cars.
You can get off near the city airport and walk to it, can't you?
It's a bit of a hike and it's not a pleasant walk.
But if you did that, Stephen, that would involve the people not using the car parks at the airport, and we've all seen what the airport have been complaining about over the last 2 weeks or so.
What do you mean?
They've been complaining about these private car parks that are opening up all around the place up there, up at the International. Pardon me.
He's Joe and Carrie Duff. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'll tell you, the DRD, if they persist with their policies, they'll soon have the money to build as many railways as they want, to as many airports as they want, because as far as I can see, they're just continually and forever hammering the driver, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I strayed in the bus lane only last week, and unbeknownst to me, I was a photograph of the camera and hit with a £90 fine. It was a genuine mistake where two wheels went into the bus lane. I had no idea until the photograph came out, and I was told I've been penalised for £90, £45 was paid within 14 days, and I think it's an absolute scandal. I actually went to Glasgow over Christmas and done my shopping and sent the stuff back by courier because I no longer wanted to go into Belfast. Unfortunately, last week I had to go in. And I'm telling you, they're just driving everybody out of the city. It's not because...
Straight into a bus lane. How long were you in that bus lane for?
I was in it for approximately... Well, I don't know. I think I was in it for 30 seconds. I just had the photograph of the two wheels in it. And apparently there's no point in me appealing it. So I paid it immediately because I didn't want the £90, of course. But I think it's absolutely scandalous.
What road was that?
I was going to do my Christmas shopping in spite of the DRD, not because of them, in spite of them. I went there and done my shopping. Sorry?
What road is that?
I was coming down to Lasseda City Hall. I went across into Lindenhall Street, unaware of the fact that I couldn't do it. It was a bus lane.
Well, did you not see the sign?
No, I didn't. I had no idea that there was a sign there. And it was only afterwards I heard there was a sign. I wouldn't even go down to check it.
Well, how safe are you in the road? The whole road's painted bus lane paint.
With a sign I didn't see it, but apparently you can go into this after tea time.
Oh, can you?
Yes, apparently so.
Apparently there's a bus lane. Somebody told me. I have no idea if this is right or not. Probably shouldn't be saying it out loud if I don't know. But apparently there's a bus lane that's effective 24 hours a day.
More than one.
How ridiculous is that, Stephen?
Is that true, Arthur?
More than one.
The annoying thing to do, even if you're heading into Belfast of a morning, you drive down the Armour Road, and as soon as the bus lanes become defunct at 9:30, they stop, everybody starts to park on the road. You might as well have bus lanes all day long, every day. And you see if you're coming out of Belfast, up past Havelock House, and you come to University Street.
The UTV.
Cars, Yes. Cars park alongside there on the left-hand side at University Street, and it just caused an absolute bottleneck.
Arthur, where are these bus lanes that are effective 24 hours a day?
There's one that runs down the Albert Bridge Road, East Bridge Street into town from Central Station. There's another one runs down the Ormo Road, as the gentleman said. But I'll tell you what...
But your buses don't run 24 hours.
These are all to improve behaviour, Steve.
No, hold on a minute. Buses don't run 24 hours.
Buses don't run 24 hours.
But there are 24-hour bus lanes.
Maybe cycles do, and maybe certain taxis do. So they're allowed to use them 24
hours. So cyclists out at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, need a bus lane just themselves. Are you for real, Arthur Atchison?
No, I'm joking. Yeah. No, the absolute fact is that we wouldn't need bus lanes if people just behaved in a civilised manner, Stephen, and gave way to public transport vehicles and allowed people to cross the road sensibly and drove that 20 mile an hour instead of 30 when you can. Because I tell you what... it takes 1 minute longer to drive a mile at 20 than it does at 30. 1 minute. But at 20, your chance of killing somebody if they come out in front of you is very low. Even at 30, it's significantly higher. So there is that element of danger that we don't realise until perhaps some of us maybe have been on a speed awareness course where you get these messages, and those messages need to come out much stronger, just as they do for drink driving. We need to be looking much more at courtesy driving messages coming across the airwaves at us.
But Mickey says, this is all on Twitter this morning, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter, if you want to follow this. Belfast city centre is being destroyed by the DRD. Traffic chaos, says Mickey. I drove through yesterday at 20 miles per hour and a bus flew past me. Norman says the DRD continue to attack motorists. Sammy Wilson is speaking for motorists like me, says Norman. He should stand as an independent. Susie says Arthur Atchison. Hold on. Arthur Atchison has just asked Nolan to host a show from public transport. What a brilliant idea. Seamus says Belfast city centre traffic must prioritise freight, public transport and cyclists. Freight is vital to city centre economy. Yes, Seamus, prioritise everybody but the motorist. Buses not on time, grumpy drivers, says Ashton, surrounded by gossipers, smelly people, kids going bonkers. I get the bus every day. I absolutely hate it, says Ashton.
Also, Stephen,
have a Nolan
freedom of choice. If you want to drive your car, you're being told you can't. It just seems to be dictatorships. Everyone telling us what to do. You just don't have the choice anymore.
Sammy Wilson has gone a lot further, hasn't he? He's described them as the anti-car Taliban.
I'd have to agree with that.
I wonder what mission we need to have. We bid for Michelle McAveen, Gareth. Have we asked for the minister? We haven't asked for the minister. We're going to ask the minister now. Gareth's been slow today. Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, Sammy Wilson's on a line. They are dictators. And to be honest with you, it's a DRD committee. It's not just Michelle McAveen. And the director of Northern Ireland Transport is Ciarán de Burgos. He is the man behind this. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Well, he was on our show. He's been on our show more than once, Mr. de Burgos.
He is the man doing this.
He's been given a job to design the bus lanes. He's designed them quite effectively.
Yeah, you want to know what's happening in Belfast City Centre? He's the director. So he's directing all his thoughts to the DRD committee. Every political party in the is on the DRD committee, along with the minister. The minister must rubber stamp it at the end of the day.
Yes, what's your problem with the way it's designed, though?
Well, my problem is very simple, Stephen. Starting from last week, I'm sure you've seen it, they're spending $800,000 on new cycle lanes around the city centre.
Yes, environmentally friendly. Get you out, get you losing a little bit of weight. Less motorists, less environmental impact.
Right, so you get on a push bike and you don't pay insurance, you don't pay in tax, and if you drive a car, you're paying tax and insurance, and you're paying taxes on your fuel.
So how would you reduce congestion?
Yeah, well, the point is, they're getting motorists and people in transport are getting penalised, and it's ludicrous to put 20 mile an hour, Stephen. Now, I'll tell you what, see you next time you drive around the city centre.
Yes.
I will guarantee you...
I don't drive around the city centre.
No, Stephen, let me finish. I guarantee you or anybody, see when you drive around the city centre, you'd be looking at your speedometer and to see if you're doing 20 mile an hour.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It's ludicrous.
It's not ludicrous, Robert. If you're driving at a, hold on a minute. If you're driving at a slower speed, and that means that there are less, fewer accidents, if that means that that 10 mile an hour slower speed means that you don't knock someone down, and you never know, it could happen to any of us, then it's worth it, is it not?
Definitely worth it.
Stephen, well, I'm going to tell you, you find out the statistics around the city centre of accidents, they're very few. They're very few. And that, look, everybody knows what this is all about. The bus lane cameras were introduced 7 months ago. They've drawn in over £1 million. And truthfully, the bureaucrats inside there, they're saying, how do we get more money here? Because it seems to be cutbacks from Westminster. This is another way of drawing back in money here, Stephen.
Well,
it's totally disgraceful what they're doing.
Okay, well, the DRD have sent us through a statement. They've basically said that these 20-mile per hour zones. Let me just get this 1 second. Here we go. They've said that the 20-mile per hour zones, the key aim of them is to improve safety for vulnerable road users, particularly pedestrians and cyclists, without causing any undue convenience for car drivers. And they say statistics show that if a pedestrian is struck by a vehicle at 40 miles per hour, they are 90% likely to sustain a fatality. 30 miles per hour, that's reduced to 50%. And at 20 miles per hour, the chances of being involved in a fatality reduces to 10%. Well, look at that startling.
Hold on.
What a statistic that is. In reducing the speed limit from 30 miles an hour to 20 miles per hour, you reduce the likelihood of a fatality if someone is knocked down from 50% to 10%. My goodness. Hard to argue against that.
Well, they're playing a fly game, right? Now the motorists driving at 30 mile an hour. Motorists are very careful and understanding what's all around them.
Are they?
Yeah, Stephen. Once again, bring me the statistics of the accidents around the city centre. They're very, very few.
The DRD, by the way, is saying that they're going to have a look at this and assess this in Belfast city centre and see if they're going to roll the 20 mile per hour out across Northern Ireland. Vinti, morning, Vinti.
Stephen.
Yes, Vinti.
I'm sick listening to the answers, patronising bureaucracy. There's another 24-hour bus lane out in Dundonald. You know what I mean? It's just ludicrous. And you see, he's talking about being fun on a bus.
Yes.
These bus drivers are parking out from the curb, so they're blocking the road behind them, which is giving them a free run.
Would you like to say good morning to Arthur? He's a respected architect. Say good morning to him.
Good morning.
Morning, Arthur.
Hi.
It's not fun on a bus. They're holding up the traffic, and the bus drivers are doing it in purpose, so they'll keep their journeys on time.
Do you come on the
park
bus
anywhere near the curb?
On the bus very much.
And there's a 24-hour bus lane out in Dundonald as well.
He's asking you, do you travel on the bus much?
Me?
Yes.
I'm a taxi driver in around the city centre, Stephen.
Right, so you're telling us it's not fun to be on the bus, but you aren't on the buses.
Listen, that's the fun that what I'm saying is these bus drivers are parking in the middle of the road, holding up the traffic behind them so they can get the free run. That is what's causing the problem.
You should get on the bus.
On the bus.
Get on the bus, Vinti, and have a bit of fun.
Catch yourself fun, Stephen.
Seriously.
Now we're smiling.
Get on the party bus.
Get on
and
the party
right,
bus.
Yeah, that other guy's
there's
right as well.
On the bus.
No giveaway saying on the buses no more.
I want to get the minister on, Michelle McIlveen, to find out what her response is to Sammy Wilson describing her department as the anti-motor car Taliban. That's what we need to do. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Arthur.